welcome to Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, this week's, of course, what we're taking a look at is what happened over the weekend with the votes. And we'll start with the one that really was a bit of a sensation, a bit of a surprise, actually. And that is the vote on a 13th pension payout. So what happened here, Dario?
Well, yes, as you said, Sunday was certainly a historic day for the social welfare system in Switzerland, as voters clearly accepted the introduction of that 13th state pension payout. 58% were in favor of this proposal. It's the first time that a popular initiative launched by trade unions passed, and the first time in 45 years that the state pension is increased in such a way. So a huge victory for the political left, but also a bitter defeat for the right-wing parties and the government, who recommended rejecting the initiative.
Okay, when you say the pension has been increased, that's obviously, you know, beyond the inflationary increase that happens every year. So this is actually a real term increase in the pension that people are getting. But it was a surprise, this result, wasn't it?
Yes, for one, because ideas from political left often have a hard time passing in popular votes because of the costs associated with them. But this result is also surprising because it was so clear, with almost 60% of voters in favor of the proposal. The score was actually expected to be much tighter because polls showed that the initiative has lost some of its support as the vote came closer. Political observers also thought that it might be difficult for the initiative to get the cantonal majority, which is also necessary to pass a popular initiative. But in the end, only voters in 10 of the 26 cantons were against the 13th yearly pension payout.
Okay, so it's a pretty clear yes. So how did the left pull that one off then?
Well, it seems with the support of Swiss People Party voters, this was already evident in the polls and was confirmed at the ballot box. Many UDC strongholds in the Swiss-German countryside actually voted in favor of the proposal despite the party campaigning against it. So in times of inflation and increasing living costs, this issue really managed to bridge the traditional left-right political divide.
Okay, so what happens now then, now this vote is passed?
Well, this additional pension will be transferred starting in 2026. Two things are still to be defined. One is whether it will be paid out at the end of the year like a 13th salary or as a top-up of the 12 monthly pension payouts. And the other aspect that still has to be clarified is how the 4 to 5 billion Swiss francs this measure costs will be financed. The government will now work out a proposal that will likely include some increase of the value-added tax and some increase of contributions to the pension fund by employees.
So that much about the initiative on the 13th month pension payout. Now, the other nationwide popular initiative wanted to gradually raise retirement age to 66 years old and then tie into life expectancy after that. But everyone said no to that one.
Yes, everyone. Across the country. This initiative, launched by the youth chapter of the Liberal Party, did not convince the voters at all. More than 75% of the voting population rejected that idea. In some cantons, I think the canton of Jura rejected it by more than 85% of the vote. So really not a popular idea at all, at least currently. And there was not a single canton in which the initiative caught a favorable majority.
Okay, so that failed miserably. Now we'll move to Geneva, though. One issue the population here was asked to vote on was the vehicle tax. What happened here?
Yes, well, the Genevans rejected the proposal to cut that vehicle tax in half. The initiative actually almost passed, but it was about 51% who rejected the proposal. They instead voted in favor of the counter project that will introduce a system that taxes vehicles according to their impact on the environment. Fuel-powered cars will henceforth be taxed depending on their CO2 emissions, and electric cars depending on their weight.
Okay, and Genevans also accepted two proposals about their political rights.
Yes, voters accepted to decrease the number of signatures it takes to launch cantonal initiatives and referendums, and the time limit to collect those signatures is now suspended around the Easter break, the same way it is already suspended during the summer holidays and around Christmas and New Year's, because during those times, of course, a lot of people leave the city and the canton, and it is therefore harder to collect signatures for political causes.
Now, on the other hand, though, voters in Geneva rejected two proposals concerning the La Praia Cassia Verne urban development as well, all about rents and apartments.
Exactly. Genevans do not want to increase the number of privately owned apartments in this future Praia Acacia Verne urban district, meaning basically that everything stays the same with the law regulating the amounts of apartments for sale and rental apartments in this future area. Genevans clearly prefer to keep a clear majority of rental apartments and a tighter state control of those rents in that district that will see thousands of apartments being built over the coming decades.
Okay, now the other thing that voters did approve of was protect what's known as the Genevan local hymn. That's now constitutionally protected.
Yes, enshrined in the cantonal constitution, the so-called Sekeleno, which commemorates the Battle of the Escalade and which is sung, obviously, during those festivities in December, but also whenever the Geneva hockey team plays. This Sekeleno, now protected in the constitution, that was proposed by the Swiss People's Party after a socialist in the local parliament suggested changing the lyrics of the hymn, which he considered to be too brutal and not compatible with Geneva's secular value. It is the first time that any cantonal hymn gets inscribed into a cantonal constitution. By the way, interestingly also, the Swiss national anthem is not in the national constitution. This just as a little side remark. Right. So this is quite a unique genevoiserie, you could call it.
Right, okay. I mean, this is actually quite interesting because, of course, as you say, one side wanted to censor it because it was too brutal about the executions of the Savoyard soldiers. That actually is 30 verses of this 68-verse hymn.
So it's quite a bloodthirsty hymn, you could say. And there's a lot of God in there for a secular canon.
Right, okay. And then of course, he tried to change it and now is actually backfired on him tremendously because now it's fully protected.
Yes, and of course he said, yeah, well, it doesn't really matter that much whether or not it's... And he didn't want to change it up that much. You know? Right. It wasn't about abolishing it, but yeah, I think it's fair to say that one backfired.
Okay, right, there you go. Dario, thank you for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the results of the last weekend's vote. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.